This is Ted Kennedy. Can Senator Al Simpson justify the B-2 bomber and its expensive price tag? In a moment, we'll find out on Face Off. Al, I know you never met a weapon systems you didn't like, but even you must have suffered a case of sticker shock when you saw the newly declassified price tag on the B-2 bomber in the defense budget. The Pentagon wants to build 132 of these nuclear war bombers in the next few years at a price of over $500 million a plane, for a total cost in the range of $70 billion, and that's assuming no cost overruns. The B-2 became a big part of the Weinberger wish list in the early Reagan years, when money was no object. The Cold War was heating up, and the Pentagon planners had a blank check. But those days are over. The bills are coming due, and the taxpayers are left holding the B-2. Even some of your hardline Republican colleagues are having second thoughts, Al. Isn't it time you did a little reassessing, too?
Ted, we have to ensure that we have a strong strategic triad into the next century. That is our three-legged defense: land-based nuclear missiles, manned bombers, and nuclear submarines. Sure, the B-1 bomber will be in service through the 90s, but what then? We will need a deep, penetrating bomber to keep our forces diverse and preserve deterrence. We have to plan for the future. We just can't toss in the towel and turn our backs now. There are many good things that can come from our production of the B-2. The technological spin-offs will be remarkable. By making the finest state-of-the-art hardware, we will continue to make progress for peace at the bargaining table. And isn't that really what we all want anyway? The sticker tag is big, Ted. Believe me, I'm concerned with that too. But what our adversaries could stick at us makes the purchase worth every penny. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on the recent Supreme Court ruling limiting abortion. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.